The following audio is from Village Community Church. For more information, please visit www.villagecommunitychurch.net.
I just want to really make one crucial point from this text as we read just a few verses. And I just want to say that Jesus is not just the light of the world, but a light for the world and a light that is in the world. So I just want to read this text. We're just going to take a couple of minutes to focus on him being the light of the world, and then we get to close with a great Christmas classic song along with lighting some candles. So would you bow your heads in prayer with me? Lord God, I offer all of this again up to you. I thank you that you've given us your word to read. I thank you that, Jesus, when before you left, you said, I'm going to send my spirit to you to teach you all the things that I've already told you. And Father, you have given us your word to continue to teach us, to train us, to rebuke us and correct us and build up your people in righteousness. And I pray that you would do just that today, Father. And I also pray that you would open up our hearts and that you would protect me from saying anything that is contrary to your will. But all that I say that I do, Father, may it bring you glory and each one of us here edification. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How many of you have ever said, I'll believe it when I see it? Right? I think my dad says that about my mom sometimes when she says, no, I promise I'm going to be ready on time. I'll believe it when I see it. Well, what does light do? I mean, we are focusing on Jesus as being the light of the world. And we at Village, we're a little interactive here, so I'd love to hear some of your thoughts. I mean, what does light do? It exposes, absolutely. It brings things to see clearly. I know that we have some deer hunters in this church, and I'm not going to get too crazy on the whole idea of deer hunting, but I'll just be honest with you. You know, when it's like leading up to opening day, right? You get all excited. You got your stuff hanging outside so that the wind can, you know, make it not smell like your house. And, you know, you've got the trail cams you've gone over, and you're like, oh, I hope he comes around, right? You're getting super excited to see that one, hoping the neighbor doesn't get it. And so you can hardly sleep the night before, and then finally you get up in the morning and you get all your warm clothes on and you're headed out to the blind as quiet as you possibly can, and you finally get up into that blind. And some of you hunt in the same blind all the time, and some of you hunt in different blinds, but regardless of whether you hunt in the same one or a different one, every time, and some of you are going to nod your heads at this, every time when that light starts to crack, you are so anticipating and seeing deer that everything becomes a deer, doesn't it? And it's not just a little doe or something that you don't want. It's like, I'm serious, that's got to be like a 12-pointer over there, right? But it's so dark, you just can't quite tell. So what do? You look away, and then you look back at it, right? Am I speaking some language? This is what we do as deer hunters, okay? We look at the item that we think is the big one, and then we look away, and we're like, maybe it's just my eyes and the light's not shining on it bright enough. So you look back most of the time, that thing hasn't moved, and the sun comes out, and it starts to shed light on that stump or that log or those little branches that come together deep in the woods that you were just thought certain was that big 12-pointer. Well, the text that we're about to read is a text really that shines the brightest light on the truth for all of us to see that Jesus, this baby that we are celebrating his birth today and tomorrow, is the one and only light of the world and light for the world. Look with me in John chapter 1. I'm only going to read the first 5 verses. But it says this, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." We've read several scriptures today reminding us of this birth. You hear words like glory, you know, angels singing and angels appearing. I can't imagine them not appearing in something that's massive and bright and brilliant and beautiful. But what this text in the first three verses is telling us, that we would have no world, we would have no light or anything without Jesus. You see, in verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." And this word here is the word logos or logos, however you want to pronounce it. But what that literally means is that it's an existence of Jesus in the beginning. The word word here is speaking of a name that's given that is a little bit hard to understand because it's not Jesus' name. It wasn't that it was God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and Jesus was manifested to us. It was, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And we read even in Genesis that the Spirit hovered over the face of the deep. And so we have this existence of the Trinity at the very beginning, but it also says that without this Word, nothing was made. To say it in a little bit more plain English, if you will, through the Word, everything was made. Not just material things, not just, you know, trees or plants or shrubs, but literally all of the plants that bring fruit and vegetables, all of the beasts of the field, the animals, these creative creatures that God creates, the big 12-pointers that we're hoping that we get to see while we're out in the woods. And not only that, but He makes us. He made us. Man and woman. And then it says in Genesis that He breathed life into us. So just briefly, we've established already in one verse that God the Father and Jesus Christ, the Messiah that we're celebrating today, was with God in the very beginning. And through Him, all things are made. But then John goes on to say this: "He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him, without Him was not anything made that was made, but in Him was the life, and the life was the light of men." We only need light when there's darkness, because light lights up the darkness. Darkness never, ever puts out the light. As a matter of fact, in verse 5, He says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." But when we look in Scripture, when they're talking about darkness here, the majority of the time when they're speaking about darkness, especially in the New Testament, it's speaking specifically of wicked and ignorant people. Now, that doesn't sound too hopeful. Nobody wants to be called wicked. Nobody wants to be called ignorant. Nobody wants to be called foolish. Nobody wants to be called somebody who is without wisdom. But the reality is in Scripture, when it speaks of darkness, it does mean someone who is essentially knowledgeless, who doesn't know. The darkness are people who don't understand who Jesus really is. And the light has come for the darkness. You know, in the Old Testament, God used light to lead the Israelites around the wilderness. He brought them out of this land of Egypt in which they were slaves and they're wandering. God says, "I want you to go this way, but I'll lead you." And He led them by a pillar of fire during the day. I'm sorry, a cloud by day, but a fire, a light at night to guide them through the wilderness. Where else do we see light in the Bible? Well, the very first thing that God is recorded to have said in the book of Genesis is what? "Let there be light." The very first thing that He gives. Light was also displayed from Moses' face when he spent some time with the Lord up on the mountain. He was in the Lord's presence, and when he came down that mountain, people looked upon his face, and the glory of the Lord shone like his face just lit up like a Christmas tree, and they were like, "He must have been with the Lord." And then finally, when we think about the wise men looking for this baby Jesus, how did he find him? Through a light in the sky. And you see, this text continues to remind us that in Him was life, and the life was the light of man. Yesterday, we walked through, actually, we've been walking through this series of Advent. And in the first week, we began talking about his second coming. The word Advent means coming. And we started talking about his second coming because that's how Advent actually really started. It started because people gathered together in the winter months while the pagan festivals were going on, and they said, we want to do something and gather around something that brings us hope, so let's worship Jesus, right? And so what they did is they looked forward to his second coming. He was here, and we can't wait till he gets back. Second week, we talked about Jesus, what to do in the waiting. We went through Jesus' prayer and how God builds our faith through sanctification. And in the third week, we talked about Jesus being our shepherd, the one who has been waiting in anticipation with Zechariah and the angels, some of the scripture texts that we read today, the angel Gabriel coming. And then yesterday, we talked about Jesus coming, being our comfort. And we touched on this scripture text here in Luke chapter 2. Simeon turns up in the story of Luke, and he's in the temple with Mary and Joseph, and they brought the baby Jesus to the temple to offer him up to the Lord and to go through her purification, and they had him circumcised. And while they're in the temple, this guy Simeon comes up, and he says this. He says, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. You see, Simeon was told by the Lord that he would not die until he actually saw the Lord's Christ. And when God affirmed that with him, he marked that one off his bucket list and said, I'm good to go now. I have seen a light for revelation to the Gentiles. You see, just as a reminder to this idea of darkness, if we live in darkness, the darkness is really a lack of wisdom. But this revelation, Jesus is known as the light to the Gentiles. As a matter of fact, in Matthew chapter 4, he writes, now when he heard that John, this is Jesus, now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. And Jesus' words after that, repent, for the kingdom is near. You see, Jesus is following after what God had set up in the very beginning. How many of you remember the Isaiah text where it says, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, right? This is written some about 1,000 years prior to Jesus even walking on this earth. Well, this scripture text that I just read about Jesus who left Nazareth and he went into this story of Zebulun and Naphtali was recorded in Isaiah 9 prior to the Wonderful Counselor scripture. Let me read that to you. This is taken from Isaiah chapter 9. Praise the Lord for giving us his promises and keeping his promises true. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. Listen to this. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. Recognize this, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Now that's a lot of Old Testament scripture to be reading here today. But I purposefully wanted to read all of that for you to give you the context. Is it Charlie Brown that says that Isaiah, I don't remember in the Charlie Brown, does he read the one that says, for unto us a child is born and a son is given? Does anybody know that? I didn't do my research, I'm sorry. It was Linus? Okay, so it's in the Charlie Brown. Yeah, so here we are watching the Charlie Brown and Linus gets up, right? His cute little self, and he's reading to us, you know, for unto us a child is born. Do you realize the context of where this comes from? This comes from the context that thousands of years ago, God said, a light upon you is going to dawn, a light in the darkness. A light will come and show you your wicked ways so that, as Ephesians tells us, Christ's light will shine upon you. And who is this person who is light? He's the Wonderful Counselor. He's the Mighty God. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. Isn't that what we worship and sing about in church? Aren't those the things you see on people's homes? You know, bring the Prince of Peace or peace on earth and goodwill towards men. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're longing for. This is why Jesus is our Comforter. And this light that has come. I am deeply, deeply thankful to see how God upholds His promises for us. You see, if God can uphold His promise for thousands of years, see, this darkness began when Adam and Eve decided to eat the apple that they shouldn't have. And it was at that point in time that they ushered this darkness is actually, they brought in the wisdom of the knowledge of good and evil. They knew no evil before this. But they grabbed that fruit and they ate it. And they brought into humanity darkness. But before chapter 3 of Genesis even ends, God says, I'm going to do something about this. Through the offspring, number one offspring of a woman, I will take care of this once and for all. Satan, you're going to strike at the heel of this offspring, but my son will crush your head. Look with me in John chapter 1, verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. God sent His one and only Son into this world, which is why we celebrate Christmas, so that whoever believes in Him will not perish, will not taste the sting of death, but will have everlasting life. And my question to you today is Jesus the light of your world? Is this light, is Jesus the light for your world, and is Jesus the light that is in your world? Because if He is, guess what? You just got yourself a Wonderful Counselor. You just got yourself a Mighty God. As to which Scripture reminds us that nothing can separate us from the love of God. No angels, no demons, no darkness, no nothing, no affliction from the outside. Something can kill the body, but it never destroys the soul of those who trust in Christ. You just got yourself an everlasting Father. You just got yourself a Prince of Peace in the midst of a world filled with chaos. I love at the end of Isaiah 9 where it says this, in justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Anybody in here who's a parent knows what it feels like to love the children so much that you would do anything for them. Well, folks, you don't know how much, we don't know how much the Father loves us, but we have a glimpse because He sent His Son Jesus into the world to take upon the punishment that we deserve as sinful people. You know what that should do? That should launch us into a holy and a righteous living, and we just want to peel the lampshades off of this lamp so everybody around us can see that light. This is for you. This is for you. That gift that you can put under the tree of your mind, the tree in your heart, this Christmas, you did nothing to earn, but He gave it to you because He has a zeal for you. He has a love for you. He created you because He wants to share His love with you. And it's my prayer that if you don't have that right now, that God would give that to you. I pray that He's knocking on the door of your heart right now, saying, you know what? Open this door so you can see my light. And lastly, for those of us who may know this hope, may know this truth, like some of us may be sitting in the woods and we're seeing things come to light. And we're like, I'm not really sure if that's a deer or not. Right? We're sitting in the woods and we're going, I'm not really sure what this Christianity stuff is all about. Some of these people are weird, man. I mean, jumping around talking about something that we had never seen before. What? You can give me this for free? Well, I've been taught to earn everything in my whole life. Yup, it's free. And this ain't no network marketing scheme either, okay? Some of us are sitting in the deer blind and the light's shining and we just got the best lamb we ever had. We just take the pick of whichever deer we want, you know, right? 12, 13, 11. Yeah, but that one's a little wider and that one's a little taller, right? Praise God. I hope you folks are telling the stories to other people. Some of you haven't even walked into the woods, or maybe you walked in the woods and you ain't even carrying a gun, or you don't even have like a lunch or anything to keep you warm. Well, you know what? You got to find a family to belong to in order to stay warm. You have to find a family of believers to belong to. And I'm not just saying this to get you to come to my church. That's not what we're doing here. I'm just telling you the truth. Pray that God would lead you to those people. But some of you have this secret that you haven't told anybody yet about the Savior. And you got a story. Revelation reminds us that we live by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And everybody in here who professes faith in the Lord Jesus Christ has a story, and you got a story to tell. Because Jesus wants to use you to be the light in the world, the light for the world, and the light of the world. Let's pray. Oh, Lord. I wish there was some more time in the day. I know that many times we, and me for sure included, have our calendars and everything so jammed up that we don't make that time to be with You in Your Word. But boy, when we are, wow. Thank You for showing this stuff to us, Lord. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for sometimes if we're going along our busy days that You just put a little roadblock out there so we just stumble and fall and we fall into Your arms so that You can tell us the truth. And I'm praying, Father, that You have spoken the truth to every single person in this room. Father, if there's anybody in here, God, that You are working to penetrate their hearts and their souls, Your word is like a sword that cuts through all the way to the bone, to the marrow, to give us this truth. And Your truth is light, and it will shine in the darkness. You deserve all the glory for this, Father God. I pray that You would protect us as we leave here today. I pray that You would continue to shape and mold our minds to conform ourselves to Your ways, to be transformed by renewing our minds in Your Word and in Christ through the revelation of His light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.